word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Savior of sinners. I thank the Lord again for the opportunity to minister, to be a testimony for Christ, to handle holy things, and to hand those holy things to others. That is a blessing from the Lord. You know, I don't know if you've ever stopped to think about it or not, but to have a ministry is a blessing. I know a dear man who years ago learned to read quite long in life. And the Bible that he read was not a Bible that I would use, but he just learned to read from that Bible, and it meant so much to him. It was a very easy, the words were very, it was someone's own paraphrase. But to him, it was his opportunity to read God's letters. That's what he said. And that was the joy of his life. And he delighted in this opportunity to be able to read God's letters. And that was the one thing that he was willing to tell others about when he learned to read, delighting in being able to read God's letters. Well, his ministry went to many places. And he had an opportunity to tell of how that in his years of his youth that he was able to deceive people about his lack of ability to read, and then how that he was able to do so well financially as on his job and saving his money, buying and prospering financially, and then in above 60, coming to learn to read. And what a joy. He was set free, had the power of God upon his life then, no longer having to live in darkness. And he had a ministry that the Lord gave to him. He had a ministry wherein he was concerned about others prior to this, young people, how they were far from the Lord, how they were living in such sin and having in such a reckless life. And then coming to the place to where he could tell them what the Lord himself had said. What a blessing. What a blessing. Now, your ministry, your opportunity to serve others, and this man, by the way, did some national work for the nation and telling how that he learned the Word of God and loved the Lord. So he had the opportunity to give a national testimony for the Lord. What a blessing that is. Well, your ministry might not expand across the nation, but it can reach the neighbor, go across to the house next door, and you can tell them what the Lord has done for you. Bring the Lord into the picture. Bring the Lord into the conversation. Bring your personal devotions into the conversation. Let people know what the Lord has done. Something like, you know, I was reading in the Bible this morning about such and such a thing. And if there is nothing else to say, say nothing else. But if it goes further, then go further. But sometimes, see, what you are looking for are opportunities to begin to direct people's thoughts toward the Lord, to give them what you know the Bible teaches, and that they might have this hope in the Lord. And so be bold in that. The world, the devil, his crowd is bold. You know, on Monday mornings, people who work with unsaved people, when these unsaved people come back from their weekend stints, whatever they've been on, they tell you about all the parties they went to, they've gone to, and whatever they've done. Well, you be bold for the Lord. I went to church, and you know what my preacher preached on? You know the message we got? You know the blessing? And a person got saved? They may say, oh, we don't want to hear that. Well, when they start talking about theirs, you say, well, you tell yours to me. What you did on the weekend, you know, most of the times these things, one-on-one, it will certainly work. When you're in a crowd, now they're going to do what they can to hide, save their face. Well, I pray that you will be bold. Father, help us to be bold today for Christ, to make known his way and his word for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, we've been looking in the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, and this word, offended, that comes up in the last word of the first verse, the Lord Jesus says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended." Now, he is concerned about the feelings of his people. He is concerned about how they feel when people say things to them or to us and do things to us. And as I mentioned some time ago on one of our programs, the persons who gave the gospel to the people who were eventually beheaded for their faith, or those who were fed to lions or given to wild beasts, those who were crucified for their faith, those who had to spend a lifetime in prison. I don't think a single Christian who ever gave the gospel to one who stood up and, let's take, for example, John Huss in the 15th century, was burned to death for his faith. Now, the person who gave him the gospel did not say, "Oh, I'm so sorry I told you about this, John. I am so sorry that it's come to this." No, that didn't happen. Or Savonarola, Girolamo Savonarola. The ones who gave him the gospel said to him, "Oh, please forgive me for telling you about Christ, that you're going to have to die for your faith." I don't suppose that ever happened. And when we see people who love the Lord to this degree, we're encouraged. The Lord knows what we are going to face, and He gives the grace. Whenever there's one who is to die for his faith, the Lord gives grace to that person. He is not that kind of Lord and Master that say, "You follow me, and I'll see to it that that I get you out of everything." But you know what? The world and the devil does this, and people give their money to their rock concert band leaders, and they become more like their rock concert leaders. Their lives become more miserable. They become more drug dependent, and their lives are wrecked and ruined. Their homes are destroyed. Their jobs are lost because they've given themselves over to that kind of life. Now, when you come to Christ, He rules more and more in the life as we yield ourselves more and more in unto Him. And guess what happens? We have greater peace, greater joy, greater power. We become more like Him, a brighter light, more pungent salt, more savory salt. We become that when we live for the Lord. That's the way the Lord works for His people. And we don't apologize to the world for becoming more like Christ. Oh, that we could be like Christ. The very moment we start apologizing, it's a backslide. We're on the road to backsliding. When you hold your mouth silent when we should be speaking for Christ, and we know that we should be. Now, there are times when you wait for a more opportune time. The Lord sometimes will have us not to say things at a certain time. But when you choose not to because you are afraid, then those are times we're on the road to backsliding. We are putting the light under a bushel. We are afraid to be offended in Christ. Now, we saw that earlier. The Lord said in Luke 7:23, "Happy to be envied," or "Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in Christ." Now, another verse about this matter of being offended. "Not offended in Christ because he has spoken unto you." See, in other words, you have peace and comfort in your heart that the Lord is with you. Now, that's the way that he works. You remember I was talking about those who were burned to death or fed to the wild beast or beheaded or crucified. Now, today, how will they do this to you? Well, you find out that other people get promotions. Other people get special things, and there you are standing faithfully for Christ, the Lord, and they pass you by. That's the kind of persecution you get. Or they have their little crowds when they laugh and they carry on and they're so jolly, jolly with each other. And you're left out. That's the kind of persecution you face. Those are things. But just wait. When the trials come, you'll have a ministry, friend. When their trials come, you'll have a ministry. Right now, you're just training and preparing for that ministry, and you want to be faithful. So it's better to be offended, let the world be offended at your testimony, than it is that you should be offended in the Lord or of the Lord. And you are not offended the way when the world treats you the way it does. Why? Because the Lord has told us. He's warned us. He's let us know what the world's mind toward us is. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 13, there is a passage, "Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend." So here again, blessed are those who are not offending those who are in Christ. Now, here is where we, the stronger Christians, and I don't call myself, I'm an older Christian. I've been saved since 73 rather. I'm an older Christian, and I'm accountable unto God. I'm held responsible for what the Lord has given to me. But I should not come along and offend the weaker brother. So you as a Christian can be an offense unto the weaker or the recently saved Christian. Don't do that. Don't offend the tender conscience of the newly saved saint. Don't do that. Don't be so selfish. Take in consideration the little children. The little children are watching. The little children are listening. There are things that an older Christian knows a whole lot more about, and they understand why. But the little children are watching and can be confused, and you can cause them to stumble. Be generous. Be considerate of the little children. Also, we as Christians, when the Lord chastens us, you can say, "Well, Lord, I'm offended that you will do this to me." Well, listen, wait a minute. The Lord's hand of chastening is his hand of love upon us. And he is not saying, "I don't love you anymore." He is saying, "This is my evidence of love for you. You are my child. You have my name. And don't offend me, so I will chasten you." You know, there are things that and certain animals, they have to have their teeth cut, and they grind their teeth on stones to keep their teeth from going through their heads. Well, there are certain things we can pick up that will hurt us, and the Lord has a way of grinding away those things so that we don't hurt ourselves and don't hurt the cause of Christ. So those are thoughts that we would share with you today. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for thy blessings upon this message. We pray that it will be well received by thy people and applied, that the Lord might be honored and glorified. This, dear Lord, I ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. And join us again for another program. I'm Willie Thompson. May the Lord bless you.